Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I live and breathe for these dogs. Mm-hmm. And literally, we constantly talk about how in the apocalypse, who are we going to eat first?
Why don't you just buy one of those like food prep kits?
I could. This is the real deal. Okay, we've already blown through the food prep.
We're
a year and a half in.
Oh,
we're barely making it work with two dogs.
Yeah.
This is what makes a successful marriage. Is making sure that you're on the same page.
Sure.
We got to eat our pet. Which one are we eating?
Hey, yo, what's up? Shit They Don't Tell You is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. Do you know that? What's funny about this?
Sorry.
You don't happen to think it's very great that Studio 71 is a partnership.
Okay.
You think it's a joke.
I think it is. Yes, I don't think it's a joke. No, I'm serious. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Not a joke.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something that's real funny then. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You think that's funny too?
No, that's not a joke. Again, that's not a joke. You can actually find all your favorite podcasts. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we really hope you give CastBox a shot.
Because we think it's the best. No, we don't know. We don't know it's the best, but we do think it's the best.
Is that a joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Okay, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve Green. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Nikki.
Hi, I'm Nikki Limau.
And today, we are joined by a very special guest, one of the funniest people I know, comedian, actress, co-founder of The Valley Folk, Lee Newton.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm so excited to be here.
I freaking love your hair and your makeup
your
face. Well, and just like that you're here.
Oh, stop.
We like your whole life.
Tell us about your life
The beginning, please.
Ooh, I was born in Portland, Oregon. Wow, what are you? I mean, I got a lot. But
is it true that Portland, Oregon has the most food trucks per capita?
I bet, yeah. There's even like areas fully. I was born technically in Grants Pass, but grew up around Portlandish area and in Oregon area. But then it didn't. Then moved to Yosemite when I was like 3.
Oh, wow.
I lived there until I was like 18. Mm. I have had 4 open heart surgeries.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that real?
That's real.
Oh, my God.
That's real.
That's crazy.
Talk, yeah. Say things about that.
I was born with a congenital heart defect in which my heart is backwards and two of the main aorta was fused and two of the chambers were missing. There's a lot of diagnoses in it. But then I had multiple open heart surgeries.
Wow.
And, science keeps people alive.
Oh, science is great.
Can I just say, knowing you, I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart.
Oh. Thanks, Steve.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I never will, be a doctor.
Actually, I want that on a card. I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart.
I wish all the doctors would say that, right?
I don't think there's anything wrong with your heart.
Only doctors cared more like that.
I mean, yeah. I think they would, and then they looked at them and they'd be like, oh, no, never
oh,
mind.
Shit.
So
oh,
sorry.
Shit. No, we got to get her in there,
actually,
guys.
It's ventral septal defect, atrial septal defect, pulmonary stenosis.
Wow. So yeah. are you, did they flip it back around?
No,
I don't
it's
know
still
anything.
Backwards. Okay. They can't really do that. So still backwards. I'll have to have like tune-up surgeries my whole life.
Wow.
I've been good for a minute, so that's chill. UCLA is cherry.
Yeah.
What a weird drop. I'm like, hashtag UCLA.
Shout out.
No,
that's Dr. great.
Yeah, so they're amazing. I mean, I was lucky and fortunate and all those things in between. But that was, it's also weird because now it does feel like a minor part of my life.
Yeah.
And isn't that like a year, like, would think that'd be a major part of your life, but I forget to tell people that a lot. And they're always like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where's that scar from? And I'm like, oh, I have nothing cool to say either. I don't.
No, that's cool,
it's
man.
Such a surgery scar that I can't be like, I don't know, Knife Fight, Ninja, Kill Bill. Like, I can't do anything awesome yeah. with it.
I'm
like,
I gotcha.
It's very surgical.
Yeah. But that's pretty badass to say, yeah. like, yo, I got 4 open heart surgeries. What about you?
What about you?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, dandruff? And you're like,
yeah.
Yeah,
nothing. I cut my hand on a cat can like a couple years ago, got 3 stitches on my hand.
My husband recently cut his hand and he talked about it like it literally was the end of the world. He was like, I can't my hand.
That's
and
me. That's me. I think I'm dying anytime anything happens. I'm like, no, this one's serious. This one, cuts have never been like this.
I mean, literally, it was that the entire time and I was losing all of my patience with like, well, my hand.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right.
Sir.
But I've had kidney stones a couple times. That's pretty
bad.
Oh,
that's huge.
But then, so I always thought like, oh, well, no matter what, if Nikki gets pregnant, I'll be able to say I had kidney stones. And the nurse who like was helping me, she told me that she's given birth to 3 kids without pain, and she said that kidney stones is the worst pain she ever felt. So I thought,
so
no matter
what.
So now
you have that lording over her head.
I always thought that, right? But then my sister just gave birth last week, mm-hmm. and while she's giving birth, she had kidney stones. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I can't say anything anymore.
You're done. You're
like,
toast.
Like during while birthing.
That's a pure hell situation.
Yes, 100%
that
hellscape.
That is a pure hell. So,
yep.
What kind of pain meds is that? Are you just blacked out for the first week of your child's
life? I think they gave her a horse tranq, dude.
They gave her so many meds and she just kept feeling pain through them.
I would literally be like, put me under, I'll meet my child later.
Right, exactly.
Like, put me under, I will, when he's 3,
just
we'll
cut
talk.
It out of
the
me.
The problem is they gave
it's
her so much
so
pain
egregious.
Meds and they weren't working that... they were like, yo, we can't give you any more, like, because of your blood level.
You can always give more.
I agree. What's the worst that happens? She passes out? She's like, thank God I passed out.
I'll dance the line of death.
The same. Yeah. I'm like, yo, how about you break into the liquor cabinet and give me some vodka then?
Please. Then, like, if it's going to be whiskey or something, again, then you're naming your kid Randall. Like an immediate, like then you're immediately being like, maybe his name is Jessamy. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's dead now.
Definitely true.
And before she left, she named him Jessamy.
Oh, no. Jessamy.
We'll call him Jess. We'll
the signature is just all slanted Jessamy. Off the page.
Yeah. Yeah.
My
the
world.
Lines
it pretty
of her
much
pulse.
Would be.
Well, speaking it. Of, how do I segue this? Unique things about you that you no longer are like, wow, that's such a major thing.
Yeah.
Today's topic, I thought we would talk about things that we thought were flaws when we were growing up, or just like that were huge deals in our head that ended up being not so bad things later in life.
I like that.
Things that helped us to our advantage. Because
when we were thinking of this topic, we're like, who do we know that's fundamentally flawed?
Oh, and I love that.
That has risen with their flaws.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Honestly, if it's not the first line in my Wikipedia page, I'll be upset. Fundamentally flawed.
Fundamentally.
Lee Newton.
Yeah.
Lee Newton is fundamentally flawed.
Her heart's backwards. What do you want from
her?
What
right.
do you want from
I
me?
I didn't even know that. That's just a...
She is fundamentally flawed.
Yeah.
There
she
is.
Loves people backwards.
Uh-huh. I do.
That's nice.
That's
love
cool,
backwards
though.
People. What a weird thing to say. I love backwards people. They're my kind. As I just sip away.
All of your
coffee.
Tinder dates are like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm not backwards.
Get out of here, you normal. Here I am again.
Yeah,
I
do you have it. Any flaws like that?
I mean,
from growing up?
Yeah, I definitely. I think a big part of it was growing up. I was a weird kid.
Yeah.
I was a fully weird kid. I got told that a lot by my peers. Yes. Of like, you're so weird. And I always liked it when they said that. Like, there was a certain part of it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, a certain part of me was always just like, cool, bitch. Like, just like, I'm going to take it and run with it. But of course, like, there's the alternate side of just that it was, you know, I was the weird kid, I think, consistently. I think I was consistently the weird kid. And I was told by so many, even teachers. I remember a teacher that was like, you're weird. And I was like,
wow.
You know, but I was a weird kid. And I think that, I mean, now I realize that, like, that is 100% who I am and what's gotten me through. And then you find, like, in LA, when I moved to LA, I found a community of people, of weird weirdos. And I was just like, oh, thank God it was the first time that I could breathe and just be like, okay. And then it was an attribute. Then it was like a 100% a talent in a weird way of being, doing weird voices, saying weird things. But growing up in specifically, like, junior high, high school, that was a really tough time of just being friggin' weirdo.
Yeah.
You know? And then always, I mean, just the weirdest, you know, like, any dress up day, I was always full bore. And, like, everyone else was like, we wore hats.
Were you, like class clowny weird? Or, like,
yeah, I was certainly class clowny weird.
Not the quiet one, obviously.
No, I was not a, I wasn't like a, you know, live journal. Right. I wasn't, like, just writing, and then he sent him. You know, like, no, I was fully the absolute weirdo doing insane things, like dressing up as Napoleon on that Napoleon Day, and everyone else wore hats, and I went full born.
That's great.
A full outfit.
Love it.
You know? But I was consistent with that. The one positive thing I will say is that my parents always really, 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 like, push the weird. Like, they're always like, yeah, let's get you a Napoleon hat. And that's, like, they were so supportive of my weirdness. And to a point where I'm like, why didn't you stop me?
Yeah.
Like, I know they're trying to be supportive, but at the same time, I'm like, you could have chimed in.
At my school for Halloween, I found out that they didn't have a rule about costume size. Because one kid one year came in as like a really big Ninja Turtle. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, Jesus, that's big, buddy.
It's too big.
And I was asking, I was like, is there any rules about like the size of costumes? And they're like, no. And so I always had this dream that I was going to build like a 40 foot long by 15 feet high Titanic. And I was just going to be the fucking Titanic.
Yes.
And just wheel that thing down the school.
You couldn't go to any classes.
But I couldn't afford it. I was like at the Home Depot and they're like, it was like going to be $600 or some shit. But I wanted to do it
so
bad.
This is what it is. The rich get richer. This is the problem.
There you go.
They afforded
so many. It would have been great.
You would have been a phenomenal Titanic.
Thank you.
You would have been the best troll if you had more money.
I know. I really would have been.
Isn't
that
the
always
truth?
Been the problem.
Yeah. Is that if I had more money, I'd just throw it away on trolling.
I would
100%.
Who wouldn't do? I would buy a Super Bowl commercial and just like fucking eat chicken nuggets or something.
I want a park Billboards bench ad so many places.
Yes.
I just want to, of me, just hanging out.
Me too.
Just like Lee.
I've wanted chicken nuggets so long.
Like, who is this girl?
I've wanted so long to do a food truck where we say like, don't worry, like this is really good, like quality, high quality, family raised, responsibly raised dog meat, like responsibly
just like
raised,
fully being like, ethically, don't worry,
like a family,
like cage free,
sustainable,
100% family loved and raised border collies, golden retrievers, and like I just want to see how hard LA will melt down about it.
Oh, they will be destroyed.
It'll be so fun.
They will be fully destroyed.
That's the shit that I want to do.
No, I get it,
but it's like chicken or something.
It's not even dog meat, but you're
actually selling meat.
It's fox meat. It's real fox
meat. No, I'm a man of integrity. I'm only going to do Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine then.
I feel like Cocker Spaniel would be gamey.
Yeah, I think it would be. I wouldn't want to eat that.
I wouldn't want to.
Maybe
what's
like a black lab.
What's the best dog you think would be good to eat?
I think you got to go high fat content. You got to get like Rottweiler, Mastiff kind of a situation.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cares about the Rottweilers anyway.
Yeah. You're good.
Pitbulls.
Pitbulls,
see, they're strong. That's going to be some, that's a lean meat. There's a beefy.
Rottweilers
are more fatty.
A little fatty, a little chunkier, you know.
But I would never have to worry about this because that's not what my bit would be.
Corgis would be, well, they're all fluff. You don't think they have.
Really?
Look, this is a weird thing that me and my husband do often say. We have two dogs that we love probably more than we'll ever love our children.
Yeah. I think I see more pictures of them than you two.
I live and breathe for these dogs. Their name is Frankenstein and Weasel. And literally, we constantly talk about how in the apocalypse, who are we going to eat first?
We talk about that with our cats.
Yeah, we do.
But definitely
we realized, meanwhile, Weasel's, he's so scrawny that I'm like, you're just sucking like stuff off of bones. Like, it's not worth it. And also, he's a little bit of a defender. Frank is super sweet. She's an angel, but she's a chunky little chug, baby. So she's going to go first.
We're going to have to just,
it's a breast meat. And haunches.
But can
Duncan
I ask,
haunches.
Why don't you just buy one of those like food prep kits?
I could.
Instead of like preparing to eat your dog and like psyching yourself up for the moment.
No,
my bad, my bad.
This is the real deal.
Okay,
this, we've
see.
Already blown through the food prep.
We're
a year and a half in.
Oh,
we're barely making it work with two dogs.
Yeah.
They get rations of a cup of rice.
Right.
We're low.
And
I get
also,
it.
I think that this is what makes a successful marriage.
Yes.
Making sure that you're on the same page.
That's for sure.
We got to eat our pet. Which one are we eating?
What are we
eat Joe easily. It's an easy call.
Is it an easy call for you? Yeah,
easy
it was
call.
A pretty easy call for us. Frankenstein is so sweet, but I really think she'd get us in trouble. You know, like the Quiet Place thing? She'd be the asshole. They'd be like, and you'd be like, ah!
It's like, can't you hear the mutant bicycle riders upstairs?
Figure it out.
Like, we don't want to get
Meanwhile,
fucking killed by these guys.
Meanwhile, we muzzle Weasel, and he's just like a baby in a knapsack that you just take around with you. He doesn't give a crap. As long as he's there, he's just like, all right, here we go.
I just saw this Nicolas Cage movie called
Mandy. Yeah.
And there were mutant bike riders, mutant motorcycle
so
riders,
good.
Like mutant bike gang.
Yeah.
And that immediately made me think of the end of times of the
of like
apocalypse.
Who are we gonna eat?
Yeah,
also,
that kind
here's
of
the bigger thing, and this is the truth. We've had this conversation. I would want us to eat him instead of someone else.
Right.
Oh,
like
for
really
sure.
Think about it. Like if you have some mutant bike gang come
yeah,
and they're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm gonna
yeah.
eat your dog, and be like. No, at least I know that I did it first
exactly.
instead of seeing
I him
ripped apart
if,
by...
But if the mutant bike gang is there,
yeah.
I would chuck Franklin at them to get away.
No!
To get away, Nikki. To get away. To get away.
Absolutely
Nikki, this is important. Look,
not.
Distractions are key.
We're fighting.
If
no,
we
distractions
already ate Joe,
are key.
And, yeah, we have to distract the mutant bike
Distractions are key.
Gang.
Look,
Thank
I always
you.
Feel like I might be the person that is the distraction. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, oh, because I'm just slow. Like, there's just no way around it. I'm so slow. It's just going to happen. Like,
Here's
I know that it's going to be, I'll be magnanimous. It'll be so cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's because I know that I can't outrun anything.
No.
But that's why I'm
that
just going to kill myself. Because, like, I don't.
Go down in glory, Nikki. Go down in glory.
No, I don't want to deal with it though, because it gives me too much anxiety, and I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to.
Nikki's gonna make
deal
it.
This
about
is the Walking
survival.
Dead scenario.
That mentality. Nikki's gonna make it. Some fight or flight thing's gonna kick
no.
in. Nikki, she's gonna make, and she's gonna be very uncomfortable
she'll just
making
cry the whole
it.
Time.
And be like, ah, oh, why? God,
or she's
so
gonna turn into like a badass Laura Croft, and
Look,
like she's
I
gonna
wish.
Like tear off her pants and use it as a bandana.
She won't.
I would love.
I wish to God.
I
really do.
Sweet. Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know,
I understand.
When it comes to really difficult circumstances,
yeah.
Nikki turns
I
into a puddle every time.
Melt into the floor, and I
yeah.
tell him, "I'm trying. Leave me alone. I'm melting
yeah,
into
that's
the floor."
Dumb.
Yeah.
He's a full-on panic attack.
Let me melt into the floor.
See.
I know. I get that, but he's like 6'2". He would be so useful in.
He would be.
He's so tall, and he's surprisingly
but
strong.
But he's not 6'2" in here.
No.
There
God,
you go. She's
no.
pointing to her heart, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, she's
mine is
to her
the
heart.
Right way.
She's not 6'2". He's not 6'2" in his bed.
See.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
important.
And that's where it counts.
That's where it counts, everyone. Yeah.
So
no.
I'm watching Mandy.
Good.
Fucking. Okay, so I can't tell if it's going to be a good movie or not because Nicolas Cage. Well, he starts caging out. Like
he cages
I was
up
waiting.
Pretty, I heard he cages up pretty.
Well,
good.
I was waiting because I was disappointed because in the first like 35 minutes he didn't cage out at all. But then something spoilery happens, and then he like gets fucked up by the bike gang, right? And then he breaks into it back into his own house. He raids a liquor cabinet and
spoilers.
He starts crying and screaming in between sips, like huge chugs of vodka sipping.
Yes.
And he's going like, and then he's sipping and he's going like, and then he starts going like,
also,
and then he's
how many,
more.
You know, 18 to 22 takes.
I was just thinking
oh,
that.
Yeah.
You I was
know
thinking
that.
About being the editor during that.
Oh, and
he's
then
like,
I
do
saw...
we use this angle or do we use the angle where he drooled on himself?
Wait, and is the drooling angle? Consistent?
Yeah.
Is it...
It's so hard.
And then I saw a Hollywood Reporter interview with him where he's breaking down all of his characters and he breaks down Mandy. And he's like, well, there's a point in the film where I have to really rage out because I'm drinking skull juice. And at that point, I knew I really was going to get into the character. And the only way for me to do it was for me to just really go ape shit and just go for it, man. Just go for it, man. And then he said that the director was asking if he's using cocaine on set, Because when he was on...
he was so intense.
Yeah, because he was so intense that they were like, yo, is that cocaine? And he was like, yeah, it's coke! He's like, it wasn't coke. He's like, I was actually completely clean the whole time, which makes me very suspect. But he's like... Yeah. But then he said that he started screaming that it was coke, and then everyone on the crew got really worried. And then they're like, okay, just roll.
That's when they got worried? It wasn't exactly. When they were like, hey, Nicolas Cage is attached. It wasn't then? Because that would have been for me. It's like, Nicolas Cage is attached. Oh, man.
He's my hero,
and
man.
He just continuously is like, skull, just Shia LaBeouf is mine.
Oh, that's so good. I get it. That's a good one.
I think we'd be friends. I've said this before. So. I'll say it again. I think we'd be really close.
I think so.
I think he's a lot deeper than we all think he is, and I think that I would love.
Well,
the
he's
mania.
Got that like wistful road artist. Trip vibe.
Yeah.
That I think it. You have.
Oh.
Yeah.
So sweet.
So I think you could be friends for sure.
I think we could be friends. Yeah. I mean, sure, it'd be stinky friends, but we'd
True.
Be friends.
Yeah, that's what I heard about him.
Stinky friends.
Yeah, he
can't not be stinky
bathe,
and
right?
be Shia LaBeouf. No.
Look at that hair. He's definitely stinky.
He's a stinky boy. And
that's
I
love
okay.
that bit, yeah, though, okay. where he watches his own movies and shit.
I mean, it's beautiful. Great. It's also some performance artist shit, man. Yeah. It's a real deal where you're like, ooh, because I wouldn't ever do that. If someone sat me, could you imagine if someone, what kind of a
through the
absolute pandemonium that would be, Mm-mm. is if someone sat you down and was like, watch everything you've ever made. Mm-mm.
Okay, can I try to sell you on this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, okay, so you know that feeling of cringe that you have where it's like, it's just so all-encompassing that you just want to fucking squirm all the way down in your chair?
Yeah.
So imagine that for a 24-hour period where you're sitting there in a crowded theater and everyone in the theater thinks that you're there because you want to watch yourself for 24 hours. That's why I think I could stick the landing.
You do think you could?
Oh, I do, yeah.
But mm-hmm. would you, here's the question. Would you be performing for that audience?
You definitely would, right?
You'd have
but
to
you
in a weird
way. But you
can't
show that you're in on the joke.
I guess.
That's an important part of it.
So then you are still performing.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The whole idea is what would it be like if it actually affected you? Because I would just crawl.
But there's layers to it that I think I could make it work because if I like after every video turn to the audience and I was like and I'm like
you don't get a punchline. What if you don't get a punchline?
Oh yeah, that's
well
true.
Steve, why don't you bring it back to like something that was a flaw in your childhood that made you feel this way now?
Sorry, well this does happen.
Yeah,
you know,
freaking Nicolas Cage tangents. Fucking stick to the
fine.
Topic.
You
want to
force an angle? That's
talking
fine.
About sticking a landing.
Like, fuck.
No, I mean my flaw was always. I guess that I always wanted to be like a comedian and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I never knew what my angle was.
Mm.
Like I never knew what my thing was. I did impressions for a long time. Like I did a bunch of different, I don't know, like.
This is your flaw? This is just life shit of figuring shit out.
But doing
I'm
other people's shtick
like,
and
I
doing impressions, I think. I was very hacky back then, like in my own view. So
doing what you thought people would think was funny.
Yes. Rather than my own thing, which I didn't find totally.
Okay,
later.
But what made you want to be a comedian? I feel like those are the things
that actually drive you.
Being one of the many kids in a family and everyone vying for attention, I think that was...
Yeah, those trauma moments in life. It's like, what is that? Trauma plus time equals comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100%. You're like, oh yeah, those trauma moments, like fully 100%. I was in a
hospital bed, and the girl next to me was whining and bitching the whole time. I mean, sure, she was also in a hospital bed, so whatever. bitch. She was just complaining the whole time, and I watched the nurses just disregard her. Like, I watched them just go like, oh, like, okay, got it. So I would just start making jokes. I started joking immediately and got what I wanted. Like, I would get what I wanted from the nurses, and that was like such a moment of like, oh, this is so much easier.
That's like what
to
you
just
do.
This and to live in this and be this weirdo kid, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. So you were young during
I was
that.
Young. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was really young. I was super young.
I was always a weirdo too. And it was fine. Like, I was like you, where I'd take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Until I realized that actually nobody wanted to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I was weird enough that nobody wanted to be my friend.
And as you judge Nikki right now, you should see there's a picture of her in high school right now that you can Google. Because I used to, when Nikki used to say this shit to me, I used to be like, yeah, you're probably a really weird kid. Yeah. They're fucking the captain of the football team in high school.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to really, because I didn't know you back then.
Right.
I used to think that there's no fucking way she could be a weird kid.
And then you saw a picture and she was
And I was like, oh, no, she's like metamorphosized.
Oh, I love
So I was pigeon-toed all growing up. So I like walked with like my butt sticking out and stuff.
Baby.
And like did not know anything was wrong with me. Totally thought I was like super fine. And
super fine.
Super fine. Everything's cool. And then like kids would make fun of the way that I walked. And then like I would.
Kids are assholes.
The only way I got people to like me or like it seemed like they liked me in the moment was if I made a joke about myself and they would laugh. And like then I'd be like, oh, I'm part of it instead of like I'm outside of it, right? But then I'd go home alone. I was a latchkey kid, and I'd just be alone. And
wait,
I wouldn't.
What's a latchkey kid?
It's like when both your parents work, so you basically literally are just like you have keys to the place.
Got
you
it.
Go in.
Yeah, you just go home.
You're just no
you're
one's
just
there.
Yeah. Oh, so a latchkey kid.
Latchkey kid.
But also, my mom didn't want anything to happen, so I wasn't allowed to have anyone over. Not that I had anyone to come over anyway. But
still, it would have been nice if you had some friends to tag into.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because that's like, a cool thing. You got an empty house to go to. That would
totally.
Immediately like bump you up in status.
Yeah, if you
that's
were
cool.
like the
no,
friend
so
that
there
was
this
cool.
popular girl at school, and she hated me, and she was like. If anyone's her friend, you're not invited to my parties. And she threw
pretty
the
mean.
Best parties.
Can I ask, Nikki, how is that twat doing now?
Yeah, true.
Sorry
we should
if
look
I
her
couldn't
up on
drop
Facebook.
A twat. You have to, because, I mean, it is so beautiful now, because I have friends now that are like, hey, how are you? And you're like, burn in hell.
Yeah.
You horrible, horrible person.
This memory is forever.
Burn in hell. Congratulations
on
your air conditioning job.
Yeah.
Like, go away.
By the way, some really great air conditioning repair
honestly,
people out there.
Really,
some of the best
really
people
awesome.
I've
some
ever
of the best
met.
Air but it's one of those things where I'm like, you're horrible. You're a horrible person. They always have kids, too, and that makes me so sad. Because
long
that
memory.
Cyclical.
yeah.
But it is. It's check her out. You got to look her up now because I promise you.
She probably is burning in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you haven't looked her up? You're not as spiteful as I hoped you were.
I'm
disappointed.
Well, I've looked
that wasn't
up,
in your vows.
I
yeah,
think,
right. Exactly.
You know, I've
I'm
up,
a very revenge-minded
I've looked up people
person.
In like in my immediate past that actually still affected
that are still
me.
In your,
you know,
oh,
that
yeah.
are still like.
Sure.
But after I've let something go, like, oh, I know I'm doing way better than that person. I don't look them up anymore.
That's
just
smart. That's actually
the
really
planet.
Healthy, Nikki. That's really healthy.
Thank you.
I continue to stalk them in their entire lives.
I love it.
And I.
So
like,
petty.
If I have to create
Can I just say
an
that,
entirely
that's so petty
different...
and so great.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
I am so petty.
Me too.
I'd say high school and beyond, I would do that. But elementary school, not so much. No.
But it
so
is the weirdest. More. They are the nastiest then, too.
Yeah.
They're just the I was lucky enough that I did have a little group of friends that were also weirdos and wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was a really nice thing to have. Like, and even now, I still talk to them on the reg. And it's really nice. And they're all weird and adults and like successful.
That's
but also
how my high school
adults.
Group was. Like there's
like
three
now
of
you're
us.
Weird. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. It was just like a little core group of people and you're all just oh you're still weird.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Good. Yay.
Don't
but Nikki
change.
Also went to high school with Katy Perry. So I kinda wish that Katy Perry was one of her bullies so that when Nikki looks her up it's like ah fuck. Yeah, every single day she's killing it.
Yeah.
It's like, well, her new album didn't
Catherine,
do that good.
Yeah. What was it, Catherine?
It was Katie Hudson back
Catherine
then.
Catherine Hudson, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, well, Catherine Hudson's not doing too good, is she?
Is
yeah,
she?
Her new album really undersold.
Nope. Yeah, congratulations on your breakup with Orlando Bloom. Will you ever find love? No one knows.
Probably not.
See, that's what I
you're
would like.
Too selfish, and also you're not coming off funny on American Idol, just an FYI.
Oh,
you're coming off rude, is what you're coming off.
Are you
Katie
a fan?
Perry.
You watch the show still?
I watch it every now and then, and every time I do, I'm always like, someone has to tell Katie that she needs to be nicer.
Yeah.
Because she's coming up, I think she's trying to be a funny girl, and so I was like, oh, well, she almost did it better than I did. And you're like, that sounds rude. Sounds
yeah.
rude.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch it. Watch
she
it.
Thinks it's kind of cute and funny.
Tone check. Yeah. And also because other people have probably laughed at her, and so she's like, I can do
I
this.
I can be funny.
I can be funny. And also people tell me I should do stand-up all the time. And you're like,
oof. Oh, God, I love those people.
Brr.
I used to watch... American Idol. We'll just call it Idol because we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch it just for the first couple weeks
Those
when they
the
do the
treasures.
Reject rounds.
Those are the treasures.
The best
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
The best shit. Because I just live for that, like I said, that cringy moment, that warm blanket of cringe
You're
shit.
Like,
man.
But you know, you know what made it less fun for me is that I found out they filter those people out first. Like they find people that are bad at singing
yes.
during the auditions
yeah.
and then they bring them in because yep. by the time we see them, that's like round five.
Yeah.
Like that's not even like the first
but
round.
But isn't that the sad? That's even more sad. Is because they're like, I'm going to keep singing. And you're like, don't do it. But it's like, well, in all fairness, they've gone through five rounds of American Idol.
Yeah.
So
you built made them feel like
it. They did, though. That's yeah. what's so that's what's yeah. kind of good about it. But also, it's pretty weird that they do it.
It is my favorite to watch. I do like those. That's the only thing that's sad about The Voice is that you're like, oh, all of them are great?
Yeah, yeah. right. No, thank
cool.
you.
Which one's mm-hmm. greater?
You're right.
Okay, cool.
Well, where's the people who think they're great? Where are
yeah.
they? I want to hear
like
them
that.
Sing, please.
I really would like that.
Yeah.
It's just like,
there should be just the show of the people that think they're great.
Oh.
Just the biggest.
It's actually like, that's a prank show. It's literally just like, it's all, and they're all.
But I feel
so,
like.
And we do 6 weeks of this.
There's
America's
six to
Best
eight.
Bad Singer's
yes.
good.
A lot
we
of
do
them
six
are
to
so
eight
delusional
weeks.
And not self-aware that they, like, it doesn't actually matter. Like, you could be like, pranked you. They're like, what do you mean? I'm
like,
really
I'm amazing.
Awesome.
Did
like,
I win this prank show or not?
No, that's like Windy City Heat.
When do I record my album?
You ever see Windy City Heat?
No.
So it's a whole movie where they got a guy who's a really bad actor and they built the whole movie around him
yes.
and made him think that he was starring in this movie and they just film him sucking ass at acting.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
For
it's
a full
like
movie.
The Room, but not.
Yes.
Or yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
God,
so I
want to
do a newer version of that because there's this guy that I know that I'll tell you about off air. But he's one time he sent me 100 headshots of himself.
For you just to spread
it was
around?
Like 95 megabytes of
That's
photos.
A lot.
Yeah. yeah, and he sent it to in a big like mass email to everybody that I know, and it was like, hey, I'm just looking for 5 good ones, so please let me know. And he sent us 95 headshots. It's like, dude,
what am I gonna scroll through?
Who's
this?
Gonna sit here and do this and be like,
option
yo,
A
fucking...
or option B? And most of the time, I'm gonna do a bit on your Facebook post.
Always. Well, plus yep. all of them were really bad, and it was funny because he was like dressed as like a fireman for some
God,
reason.
I loved,
for a lot of
I
them.
Love
like
those
not
are my
not
favorite.
Even good God. Headshots. Like he had his armpit for like most of them. Like
no,
it was just
no,
armpit.
Ew.
It was like
Ooh.
Okay. So here's what I want to do. You build a movie, you get a movie,
mm-hmm.
and you have him audition for it.
Yes.
And you have really good actors all audition for the same role. And the role is a really great role, right? Like it's
yeah.
a really well-written role and all the shit. Okay, so you let all these actors audition for this role. They're all good actors. But then you let them know that they did not get the role. This other guy got the
yeah.
role, really bad actor guy got the role. But the good news is that you're still going to be in the movie as supporting cast for
so
the main guy.
So they can see him just turd it up fully.
Right. So then
yeah.
they already have a disdain for him because
yeah.
he beat them out in the process. But then while we film the movie, we film behind the scenes of them all hating his
yeah.
motherfucking
this
ass.
This is really beautiful.
And he thinks that he's so fucking good.
This
right?
is really, you know what this is? This is a Christopher Guest movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you
it
have to do
is,
with
yeah.
it. That's
it
what
is.
You're going to have to do
but
interviews.
Not scripted,
but that's what it's going to
yes,
have to be
exactly.
is that interviews situation and just.
And it's just him being like, man, it's going so good. Like I'm so good.
Yeah. And then you just completely building him up and
yes.
being like crushing it
yes.
as per usual.
Like it's like
it's okay if you can't cry, we'll spray you down.
No, but it's like, yo, dude, we need you to cry for this scene. And then it's like, hey, man, this one's for the Oscar, bro, and shit like that. And then seeing
we're
how he does
Oscar
it,
we're getting Oscar buzz already.
Exactly.
We're getting it already.
And seeing
it's
how he
happening.
Does it, because this is a guy who sent me 95 headshots. So this is a guy who already thinks
95.
He's fucking really good.
Yeah, like literally. Though.
So playing into his delusion,
like actually 95.
That's what I want to do.
I love it.
Thank
and
you.
And I really think you should do it.
Thank you.
And you should hire a bunch of other people around him and just see how it pans
That's
out.
That's my plan.
Because that does happen on set when you're always like,
yes.
how come turd sack can't get his lines down? Like that is a huge frustration.
Or how did this guy get the role?
How did this guy get the role? Period.
Like he's not even like a Nicolas Cage or whatever
yeah.
where you're like, at least I know why because
influencer.
They do the math where it's like, oh shit.
It's always influencer.
Influencer.
That's
it's
true.
Always influencer. And they're like, yeah. cool. Yeah. And you're like,
Do you ever get called into auditions like as an influencer first? Like, this started happening recently where it's like, oh, I got this audition because of that. So then they don't lead with acting, they lead with numbers. And I'm like, No, but I'm not focusing on it.
I've gotten the ladder where they literally like get you up to the rung and then they're like, what are your numbers? And you're like,
yeah.
Does it matter? Do I look like the lead? Like, we're right. playing for the role of sister. That happened and I did a CBS and it was like me and the girl that got it. It's gotten to that point in my career where literally if it's between me and someone else, I just congratulate them.
Like, you have no idea what a lucky charm
honestly,
this is.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're doing it.
Wow.
You're going to get this. I promise you.
Wow.
It's really that.
I love this sketch idea.
I'm just like, it's consistent. It is truly consistent where you're like, congratulations, Harry Grainer. You're going to get it. I can feel it in my bones.
God.
I've been here before.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, but I mean, it's definitely one of those things that it's absolutely happened at the end where they're like, also, just as a curious, what are your social media numbers like? And you're like, will that ever matter, CBS?
Yeah, but it does to them. You know, that's what they're saying.
But they're trying to make it matter now. But, you know, back like 10 years ago when I was auditioning, they were like, don't tell anyone you're on YouTube.
Yes.
Like, don't.
That was an immediate.
It's
embarrassing. And now they're like, lead with it.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. No. And also, should it matter, period?
No.
Like, at all? And then you want it to use to your advantage. And they're like, no, don't mention it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, but this is what I can provide them a built-in audience with. No, okay, cool.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, right. Give it to again. Fine.
But then, and then you always hear the same thing where it's like, you know, with you guys, with your numbers, if only 1% of your audience, blankety blank,
blankety blank, 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 blank,
and it's like, yeah, well, they don't. So fuck.
Sure. You. Okay, great. Moving on.
And on that note, we're about to hit an ad
the
break.
The flaws. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So
are we?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
We just want to give a shout out today to our sponsors, Vistaprint. We've actually personally used Vistaprint many times. I've used them for business cards, also our wedding invitations, which turned out phenomenal. I kind of have control issues, maybe some might say. I don't know. I don't say that, but I like to be in control of things.
I would say that.
You would say that?
I would say that on the record. Are we on the record?
Yeah, we are.
I would say that.
Anyone have a bad day? I didn't know you wanted to have a bad day.
No, I would also like to say that as someone who didn't have much to do with our wedding, I can tell you that Vistaprint's invitations look pretty tight. And I compared them to all the other places that Nikki was looking at. And I can tell you that Vistaprint was the best one.
Well, it was the best one and it was for a fraction of the price. I got to fully customize our wedding invitations. And let me tell you, they were just better than any other invitations that anyone could have dreamt up.
I dreamt of an invitation involving my favorite Star Wars character. Have you ever heard of Jabba the Hutt?
No.
Well, he's my favorite Star Wars character, and I was thinking about it would be Jabba the Hutt holding you and I, like he's holding Salacious Crumb, who's a very famous character as well in Star Wars, and he would be like almost eating us, but he's like, hey, come to our wedding. Mm-hmm. And I think I could have done that with Vistaprint.
Probably. It's very customizable.
And it's customizable enough for specialty characters and for different characters, which I think is really wonderful.
Yeah, so you can upload your own design if you have like maybe a picture of Jabba the Hutt from Star Wars.
And maybe you have a picture of Jabba the Hutt and he's skinny.
Why? Why would you have that picture?
Well, that would be custom.
That would be so stupid.
That would be very custom. Well, maybe Jabba the Hutt got on, you know, he decided to walk around the desert a little bit more than he usually does. And it's a custom photo.
You could upload your own design or you could start with one of their professionally designed options. Always a great start. Vistaprint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from. So if you're like, I don't know what I want to do. Well, they got you.
So maybe you look at a blank canvas and you think, Oh my God. Right? Vistaprint. That's what you need.
Right. Or if you have your own image, you could also upload that too. But you could put your own, you could put your captions, you could put your own text, you could put whatever you want on there. If you have a business, you need business cards, you have a wedding, you need wedding invitations, any kind of invitations, they got you covered. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks, which is really nice of them. They have so many designs that are just right for your business. You can upload your logo, your contact information, and you can choose your delivery speed. You can order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days.
Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed.
oh, they'll make it right. And let me tell you something. That's better satisfaction than you get in a marriage. Am I right, Nikki?
Where are you sleeping tonight?
Yeah, downstairs. I'm going to be sleeping downstairs. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good, good, good,
because
good.
Because of the Vistaprint ad. Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good, good. Okay. Well, we have something for you. Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high quality custom business cards starting at $9.99.
Use the code TELLYOU at Vistaprint.com. That's code TELLYOU at Vistaprint.com.
T E L L Y O U at Vistaprint.com.
Do it.
All right, we're back. You know what? I think Steve has trouble sticking to the topic because I don't think you thought you had any flaws when you were a kid. I think you had
out of your mind?
Full confidence as a child.
I
thank
did,
you.
But
Nate,
I,
Steve's brother is agreeing with me behind the camera.
No, Nate just likes to razz me. Look, I had like acne like since I was 9, dude. I had nothing but psychological fucking issues. I couldn't even go into a lit room without feeling like shit about myself.
Okay,
that might really be it. That deep. Might be
yeah,
the
I
thing.
Do,
yeah,
I do want to get deep because that.
I just don't I feel, like talking about it.
Cause I know,
it,
but
I
the
feel,
whole point is
bad.
Like this is stuff that I wish someone would have told me.
Yeah,
I wish somebody would have told me that it's okay that you're brown. Like,
oh baby,
I grew up in Santa Barbara.
Oh yeah, you
very
grew
white,
up white,
right? And yeah. Then my mom is white and blonde. And everyone on TV that was the lead actor was white and blonde. Mm-hmm. And all the Disney princesses
and then when
until
they weren't,
Jasmine.
I'm sure I have friends that say this all the time. And she's like, well, then I, when it wasn't, it was like, cool, the house cleaner. Or like
exactly.
Something insane where
or
she was
the
just
villain.
Like, yes, always, the bitch, yeah. Always. Yeah.
And so I really thought like I couldn't be an actress. That was one thing I thought. I always wanted to be an actor. And I was like, oh, shit, I can't do it, though, because like I'm not white enough.
This is what it is.
And then also like. If I am going to be that, I'm not pretty at all. Like, I'm like pretty ugly. I'll have to play like an ugly person. Like, that's just.
Sassy friend.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm okay with being a sassy friend, but.
If they write them that way, the last breakdown I got was she's smart and funny, but still fuckable.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
great.
Cool.
It's like, don't worry. She's
hey, like, she's smart, but she's not like unfuckable.
Yeah,
smart.
Like, let's make sure.
Jesus good. Christ.
Make sure you're still a 10 out of 10.
Please,
looks
for
wise.
The love of God, she needs to graduate Yale.
Yeah.
And also, cans galore.
That's
like,
good.
It's like, fuck. It was such a one of those that I was like, I'm not going on this.
I recently put me and my buddy.
I don't want to do it.
We've been going through this with writing scripts now. So we just wrote a line for our new one where it says, she's the hottest piece of ass in the Me Too movement. In the Me Too moment.
Good God!
It's not for real though. It's like for now, you know, as a placeholder because we don't know what to put. We don't know
what
to. We don't know what to put. Where it's like she's really beautiful, and also you
and
know
also,
I don't know how to describe anymore.
She,
it's like,
here's a line. Yeah. She's smart but also fuckable. You can have
oh,
that.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's really good. I
you
like
that
a lot.
You
yeah,
want
can I put that?
Yeah, you can have that.
Wait. Who can be smart and
honestly? This is why she's such an enigma.
Wow.
Nikki, this is why she's such a treasure, okay?
She's
this is
unique.
Why she's the dream girl.
It doesn't exist.
She's not a manic pixie dream girl anymore.
No. Cause she's because smart.
That's maybe that's
she has
what I put.
Bad credit.
Maybe that's what I put. I put she's not just a piece of ass anymore. She's also got a brain. Maybe
oh,
that, right?
That's
something
beautiful.
Like that.
I love
thank
that.
Thank you.
You can just say she's Charlize Theron. And say it Charlize.
Oh, that's good.
Because I don't want to be Charlize Theron.
She's Charlize Theron.
She's booked.
She is
she's
owned.
Charlize
this Theron is owned by Charlie. Yeah.
Owned by Charlize, of course, the great steak mm-hmm. sandwiches shop, which is also sponsored by the ad. Thank you. Thank you, Charlize.
Thank you, Charlize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good Philly cheesesteaks.
Charlize.
Yeah, but now, so, it, but like back then, I was like, oh shit, like I wish I was white. I'm not white. And now it's like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like I'm so happy to be half white, half Filipino, have like some culture.
It's a
you know,
different, it is, it's
have
becoming
a different look.
Crazy Rich Asians, bro.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Darren Criss, get it like nominated. He's half Filipino, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
He don't look it. Holy shit. That guy's like as white as my brother.
He does. He does.
You have to
does
look.
He? Darren Criss does?
I think so.
Really?
But see, that's.
I don't know. He looks like a white guy named Alex to me. I don't know.
Alex Criss.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does. His name is Darren. So it's
true.
Pretty, you know. But I love it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah. But it's one of those, I do think it's a better world. I hope it's a better world.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything is like embraced, you know? Yeah. It's not like so, oh, you're so different or whatever.
It's still a little on the nose about things. Do you feel that a lot?
When
especially with the CBS Diversity Showcase. Jesus like whenever Christ. It's like, diversity. Okay, but act exactly like your race stereotype.
I did diversity. I am Lakota Sioux Indian. It was pure hell. It
For those of you who don't know, the CBS Diversity Showcase is a show that gets put on every year in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And basically, they have diverse people and
They
make them play all the way into their quote-unquote diversity.
It's so into... It's like if you're a gay guy, you're going to be so hyperbolic gay.
Yes.
If you're a lesbian, it has to be so lesbian. Yes.
Like, if you're Mexican, you have a taco truck.
Yeah, it was to the point where all of us were like,
this is offensive.
It was very offensive. It was the entire thing was super... And that's what you see is the cream of the crop. Like, yeah. That's the saddest part. And to me, I got really sad about it because I had a ton of friends in it, and I've had probably 50 friends go through the entire thing. Ego was on it. She just got cast in SNL.
Nice.
And literally, like, I've seen so many of these insanely talented people do it, and they're diminished to these things that you're like, that person has the voice. Like, literally, one of the girls, she was diminished to her, like, such a sexuality thing, and it made me so violently angry because she's hot, she's beautiful, but also she was just in Hamilton because she's like the
talented.
So incredibly talented. There's so many people that you're just
so
like,
she's hot and beautiful, but also she's talented.
She has a brain.
How about that?
She has a brain.
Whoa.
How about that?
Go
but
figure.
Also, like, she could act out of like anyone. She could act like so outrageously well, but everything was like, pop her in a sexy dress and make her dance. And I was just like, this is unreal. So much of it was you're diminished down to these things of like, and the weirder thing is that like, everyone agrees with it. Everyone's like, yeah, this is weird. This is bad. Supposedly, it's changing. So they just got rid of the director that was really pigeonholing things.
That's smart.
And also like really messing things
up.
There's
for
a
30
lot of
years.
Drama behind that. But they got rid of both of the people that directed it.
Okay.
And so that's the positive that I will say is that like all these people that had complained and been like, hey, this isn't okay. I had so many friends. My friend Sophia was one that she like went through, and she's Latina, and she was just like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not.
She's
this
like, I'm
is
a maid in every sketch.
Yeah. She was. And
she was.
Like,
I guarantee she was.
She was like, this is so discreet. Nothing has made me feel worse about my race than this.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, of
and
course
like, no,
not.
No, diversity.
No,
yay.
Not at all.
Me
and
Nikki,
not even good writing. Like, it can't show off the writers.
No,
the writers were unreal.
The worst.
The funniest sketch, and I'm going to ball it. But one of the funniest sketches I ever saw was these guys wrote pitching movies of the 80s, and we were just high. We were just like kept snorting a bunch of baby powder, which was cocaine, just being, turtles underground. They're, got a rat coming in. They're trained by a rat. He's a ninja rat. And like, everything was just like, don't feed the little guy after midnight, and just like all these 80s movies that we're pitching
that
you're like, this
That's
is
so funny.
Like, if you think about it, you're like, what was
that
just
what
coke
happened.
That fueled that?
Yep.
Like, and all like, there's so many funny things that never saw the light of day because they weren't pigeonholed into this, like, remember this girl's
so
Latina?
That was the note I got the first time I auditioned for CBS Diversity. Was I just they were like, do characters, so I had these characters,
yeah, of course,
they were just people, you know, just regular people.
Yeah.
And they're like, the, you know, I thought were funny and whatever. And nothing. They're like, you need to be more Latina. I'm like, but I'm not even Latina. And they're like, yeah, but you look Latina.
That was her. That's the director. That's where they, so
yes.
What?
They pulled it away.
Fern.
She's calling her out.
Oh, that's her name.
That is her
name. No, I got asked to write for it years ago, and I sat in and audited the auditions, and I was like, I can't fucking
do this. I
can't
do that.
This is insane.
I get it. It was, and to be honest, it was one of the most intense, like, things I've ever. And I did Groundlings for a year and a half before that. I did Sunday Company for a year and a half before I did that.
Yeah.
And then literally, like, they were like, well, you don't know how intense this is. Like, no, I literally just came from putting
Sunday,
on a weekly show every single Sunday. And it was such a weird thing to just be like, absolutely not. Like, you walked away going like, well, we all survived it. You do have a weird connection with the people that are there. I will say that.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I mean, I do think it brings a weird amount of, like, kind of success, maybe, but I don't. I think those are people that are workers, period.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to work no matter what because they're driven. Like, it's just, you hauled together a bunch of driven people.
Right.
And then you're now taking credit for a bunch of driven people.
So me and Nikki were on a panel a couple years ago at, what was it, Playlist or something?
Yeah, Playlist. Shit.
And this guy in the audience was like, because Nikki was talking about acting stuff and how rough it all was. And he was like, hey, He's like, have you guys ever tried the CBS Diversity Showcase? Good and God. We went into a litany about how good fucking racist that show was good and shame on him. Because he was one of the assistant directors of the show or something. He was bragging about it to us. And I was, we were like, that is the most racist show ever conceived or created. But what's crazy, the craziest thing about it, like what you were saying, though, is that all these people who are doing these racist depictions of their own heritage, they're basically doing it to book a job.
Yes.
Like, because at the end of during the actual showcase itself, they invite all the casting directors there. Yeah. So it's like they're all just watching like a minstrelsy show.
It's the truth. They're just trying to get seen. The positive that I will say is that I have a lot of friends that like got work from people that were like, hey, we know that this is this. We don't want that. Like casting directors were actually kind
of awesome.
Accommodating it a little bit, being that's like, good. Yeah, please don't do that accent.
Yeah.
Like you don't have that accent. Don't do that accent.
Right.
So it was really nice in that sense to see a little bit of that.
Oh, they're sane people.
Yeah. That they're sane people being like, yeah, why did they make you do that? Also, you're super talented. Yeah. Like these people that were just not utilized in the way properly. But I hope it'll change. I don't know. Who the hell knows?
Slowly. Yeah.
And I do think now I think there's like moving towards it. It's like, well, now we're seeing more in there. And
definitely
we're like,
seeing more people on TV that look like me. Whereas when I was a kid, I was like, no one on TV looks like me. So I cannot be that. I also felt that way about being a girl because I wanted, my idol was Jim Carrey and then Adam Sandler. And then I just wanted to be a comedian. But I was like, oh, I've never seen anyone that looks like me doing comedy. So can't do that.
It's a weird, I felt like there was a gap that happened. I was always like, I was always a chubby girl. Like I have, like weight has been a journey my entire life. And it was one of those things where I felt like Carol Burnett, like she got me. Like she got me good. And that was like one, I was a kid, I was 7, like watching it every day. I'd come home from school. I was a bit of a latchkey kid as well.
Yeah.
Where like they were just busy. So I would go to their work and I would just sit in the corner. I'd just watch hours of Carol Burnett. Like that's just awesome. watch it. And I loved it. And a Lucy. And like it would go, there was
a weird thing where
it would go, I Love Lucy, Carol Burnett, and then another episode of I Love Lucy. And then my mom was done with work. And I would just, it was all I could do. But then there was a gap there where it was like an over-sexualization of women or whatever happened where you go, like, there's a gap of a lack of of funny women, a lack of, like, being weird and goofy for goofy's sake. And, like, and even if you look at it, like, both of those women were pushed so hard into, like, being aesthetically pleasing, you know? But there was, like, a weird, like, 80s gap where you're like, oh, okay, like, I guess I just have to be super hot and do that.
Or the opposite,
Yeah. Yes. Or
you're going to be funny, you better look ugly as fuck.
I've said that so many times where it's like either drop 30 pounds and be like a romantic comedy lead or gain 50 and be like a sack of sassy one-liners.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
well,
that's all it is.
Well, now you're just a man in the movie, right? Because you gain enough weight where they don't even see you as a woman.
It's
and so therefore,
pure, just like you're not a sexual
not
being.
Not sexualized
so now you can move the plot ahead.
You can, you can drop lines, that we would give to a man.
I get mad because whenever they're like, well, not, but like it's revolutionary that like Rebel Wilson is doing, you know, like she's doing a rom-com where she's lead and they don't talk about her weight. And I'm like, one, they will 100% mention it. There's no way in hell that it won't be the crux of the
film. Or they'll show
film.
Don't tell it, right? They'll have her get stuck in a shower curtain or some shit because she's too fat to get out of the shower
It'll be the whole, like, it'll be like, what a bit, like, he loved that she eats so much.
It'll
be such a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing. A.D. Bryant had a really beautiful thing about it once because someone chastised Amy Schumer for like doing the I Feel Pretty. Ada Bryant was like, every single script I've been handed, my weight is at the crux of it. Mm-hmm. Every single one I've been handed, my weight is a joke. My weight is put into the joke of it. And she was like, this is the first film I've done where I feel like you learn that it's okay to be yourself and you learn that it's okay to accept everything. And I really like, she said it so much more eloquently than that, but it was such a beautiful thing of like, yeah, like good for her calling out and being like, she like called out one specifically and she was like, this was a film where I was sent this and I was the fat wife and I was like kept every single joke was how I was the fat wife over and over and over again. And I was like really proud of her for just being like, yeah, fuck you. No. But that's like another.
But see, that's tough though, right? If you're coming up and you're A.D. Bryant and say, you know, you're like, I might be out of SNL this year. I got this movie coming out where they want me to be fat wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's these are the decisions that people have had to make.
I
over
love
the years.
That sketch. I think it was an Amy Schumer sketch actually from the where it was, but it was Tina Fey and like
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Last fuckable day.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
The last fuckable.
She's
what?
Going.
Fuckable
she's
oh
like,
right, I saw
last
that.
Fuckable
yeah.
day.
Last
day.
She's fuckable.
True. It's such a good one because it literally you're like, yeah, that's
then it's just like I either have to get old and you have to just like completely desexualize me, or I have to do this. It is it's changing a little bit now.
It is, yeah.
But it is also, it's still at the crux of everything of like, you know, and I'm sure you have too, where it's like you get told by casting people or by other people to just change something.
Right.
Or they're like, be Latina. And you're like, I'm not Latina.
Yeah, I'm not Latina. Well, actually, like all throughout like my early 20s when I was like auditioning a lot, 10 years ago, it was always like, oh, your personality doesn't match your look. Like, you need to act more hot or whatever.
Act
like,
more hot,
Nikki? You need to, like, I had to raise my voice like this and, like, talk like this. And, like, I'm fucking so stupid because I'm, like,
I kind of like that.
Because you want to fuck me. So, like, if you want to fuck me, I got to be dumb, you know? And if, I just talk regular,
good God,
I love it.
Not gonna cast.
I love it.
He does love it.
I do. I love it.
But yeah, I remember getting so frustrated because my acting coach would be like, just do this for 5 years, you'll get roles, and then like you can do whatever you want.
But you
so
can't.
I was like,
you can't.
Okay.
No.
And
you can't.
Yeah, no, but not only did I not get to do whatever I want, but then people in real life would start treating me like I'm fucking
stupid. That's the thing. Isn't that
stupid?
The worst? Where you're like, oh.
She's on like a YouTube thing, and everyone's like, hi, Nikki.
Hey, I've seen your comedy.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I've seen it happen. It's pretty nuts.
Okay, one, you haven't seen my comedy. You've seen things I've been casted in. Secondly, what the fuck is with your tone? Oh, my God.
Watch your tone,
Dad.
Bitch. Come on. Watch it.
Like, whoa, you're so different.
It is the truth, though. Like, you get forced to pigeonhole yourself, or you get forced to, like, because there's not
you're
much
not
that happens.
You're not getting typecast. You're not getting
cast. Hey, guess what? I'm 80 Bryant. I'm not going to play the game. And they're like, okay, we'll see you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how it's been.
That's a woman that's, like, on SNL. That's a series regular on SNL. Yeah. They're like, we're not playing the game. She's like, okay, we'll find someone that will.
Right.
And you're like, okay. But it is, I think that was a flaw growing up too, of like, I was always a chunky, chubby kid. Always, always, always. And it's a battle my whole life. It really has been. It's a self-acceptance thing that I'm just like, I feel like, you know, they always say there's a skinny girl like in that like is waiting to get out. I'm like, no, my fat bitch has been in there forever. Like, she is waiting to live and breathe. And just like, I'm like, skinny girl needs to go away.
Yeah.
She seems like she's high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am waiting to just be like, cool, I'm going to fart on this couch and I am going to get that full size burrito. And I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
It's such a weird journey that it is like.
Did you get made fun of for that at all?
I definitely got made fun of like for weight.
Really?
For sure, for sure, for sure.
I would never put you in that category.
I definitely did but that was another thing like you were saying where I just became in on the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Just became in on the joke. Like I would just consistently go in on the joke constantly. But then it put me in that mentality of a while back I was talking to like a friend and we both had this weird like, you know those moments that like happen in your life that you're like, oh shit, this is like synergy and turds.
Yeah.
But we had that moment where I was like, I've been on a diet since I was 13. And she was like, jeez. Me too. I've been on some sort of a functional diet or felt tremendously guilty about my choices since I was 13. And we both were just like, that has to be different. We have to change.
Yeah.
And it was such a weird moment that both of us clicked on and being like, fuck it.
I got goosebumps.
Like, oh, baby. It's a little chilly in here.
Yeah, it's just cold. It's cold.
Oh, but it is one of those, like, and even now, like, I've been on, like, certain lifestyle things that I've done. I'm, like, now as an adult woman, I'm doing certain things for, like, adult things. I'm, like, I'm on keto for my PCOS, which is such, like, a weird, insane, like, female thing that I just said.
Well, you're doing the keto diet?
Yeah.
Okay. How is
and
that?
And I'm doing it because I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a really fun thing that affects 1 in 3 women and just means
you
have cysts on your ovaries.
Sounds
like a blast.
Things.
I'm destroyed.
Like, leave some for someone
trauma
else.
Trauma plus time equals
equals comedians.
Equals comedians.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's really it.
Yes.
But no, that was one of those where I'm trying it.
Yeah.
And it's been a fun thing to like not try and wrap your head around like this is for this reason that I'm doing it. And it's fine. It's nothing. It's not life changing.
Yeah.
It's fine. I've been off sugar and that's, if you know me at all as a person, that's a pretty tremendous thing.
That's so
and
hard.
I get really mad when things work positively in my life. I don't know if you guys do this where you're like super cynical and I'm like, oh great, I'm thinking more clearly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me. Yeah.
Oh, I can sleep through the night.
Yeah. Well, because it means you can't go back to
I'm such a less interesting person now. I used to have night terrors and I used to not be able to sleep comfortably.
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
I used to have
thing.
Something to complain about and I'm like, no, I feel more refreshed and alive than ever.
Yeah, but that's my superpower. I can bitch about literally anything.
Me too.
So
I'm really good
care.
At it. I'm really good at it.
Bring on the diet, dude. I'll fucking find a way.
I'm eating nothing but cheese.
Yeah. Someone recently in a YouTube comment said that I'm too happy now and I'm not funny anymore because I'm too happy. And I'm like, yeah, I fucking know.
I get it, man.
Why am I so happy?
I'm upset about it, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some trauma.
Like, I know the world is dark, and I feel dark things, but I'm freaking happy. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I'm so happy. Good.
My marriage is going right. Going really well.
My hair's great.
That's exactly it.
I will say my skin is like I got off the birth control.
Bring it
pill.
In. Bring it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that. Give me that negative.
I've never had that hormonal breakout acne, except for when I was actually a teenager, going through all that
Use
stuff.
It.
Lucky.
Now I'm like, man, I'm just.
Had that? I had that. I was
Yeah.
I had it when I was a teenager before I went on birth control. I started fucking and I got on birth control.
There she is.
And then.
Bragging.
Yeah.
What
and
a
then
weird brag.
My skin cleared up. I was getting fucked. And then I got off birth control last year because I was like, maybe I should prepare my body for a baby since we're married now.
Isn't that the demon?
So
sorry,
weird.
Steve. Yeah. It's a full turd, Zach,
yes.
That whole preparing my body for a baby.
I don't like it.
Because it would be so great if you could just Rochambeau this situation.
Yes.
Like, I'll take this kid, you take that
kid.
I don't
take
think
it.
That's,
like,
that's a good idea.
He would take
idea.
It out of, I would make him
really?
Take it.
No,
you don't
no.
think it is?
No,
I've
no,
said this
no,
to
no.
my husband.
No
if
Rochambeau.
My husband could just, for the love of God, give birth,
yes.
It would be make my life so much
so
easier.
I can't believe it's 2018. We can't grow babies outside
it
of our
really
bodies.
Makes me
he's
upset.
Stronger
that's insane
than
to
me.
But also, I want you to have it. Like, that's what I want
No, you
him
want me
to
suffer.
It.
I know. I get it.
No,
I want
suffering.
You to feel the beauty
I want you
of
feel
creating,
the beauty of creating
oh,
it.
Oh, totally.
And also, I want to be like, cool, one's ripped out of mine, one's ripped out of yours.
Yeah,
oh,
even.
We,
that's
we get
how
one each.
Yes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Did you change your name
each.
When you got married?
No.
Okay, so
absolutely
like
not.
I did. Because I
Hell
wanted
yeah.
The family unit,
Good
but
for
I kept
you.
Thank you.
I kept Limo in there, but also green.
Are you hyphenated?
But no, I didn't ever want to do that, but I didn't even think I was going to keep my name. But I couldn't let it go when it came to change it. I didn't
it wasn't
know
up for discussion.
No,
in line.
Really,
not an option.
Newton, you're just like I fucking love it.
But
Worked
I wanted
hard.
To make him
hard.
Change his name, but not change it completely. Just take the E off of green, just so he had to go through the same process.
Same process.
Pretty funny.
I did this the same
fucking
same
hated
thing.
It.
Okay, Delman's name is Andrew.
Yeah.
You will never hear me call him. I've never twice in my entire existence with him. My family, every one of his friends, no one in his life calls him Andrew.
Yes.
When they do, you're like, you don't know who that is.
Yeah.
It's insane. Everyone calls him Delman. I wanted him to go by Delman Newton because I think that sounds. Beautiful.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It sounds
like
real.
Andrew Delman, because no one calls you that. Like, just move on.
Yeah.
Call yourself Delman.
Move the names this
and
way.
Take my last name.
Yeah. Or just having a blank last name is pretty tight, too.
I do like that
just
a lot.
Just Delman, and that's
just
it.
Just Delman.
That's
just
pretty
like
good.
Madonna.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
It's Beaut Prince.
Yeah.
Come
Prince
on.
My favorite.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice, but no. Loathe us. There it is. The kids could have his last name. I don't care.
I see.
They can have that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But you worked for your Lee Newton.
But
you
I worked
for
Lee Newton. Also, it was—it's such a weird thing because I felt like so much of my life was taken over
that's
by
what
that.
I,
and it doesn't it feel like a weird, like seriously anti-feminist stance where
because,
you're just like,
because
remember that you have to mold into this man now,
right?
Yeah, I especially like when you're at the wedding and then they're like, please welcome Mr. and Mrs. and then they just say my name.
Steven
I love
Green.
That part.
It's so weird.
That's my favorite part.
It is the weirdest thing in the world.
But I think, you know, back
like,
in the
don't
day,
don't even look at her, please.
Back
thanks.
In the day when people got married at 18, like you hadn't built your life yet. So it's like, yeah, you could build your whole professional life on that married name. But nowadays, you know, getting married after 10 years of building my career on my name, I'm not fucking changing it.
No, not at all.
But you did.
So I did legally.
God bless you.
But,
and God
but on
bless
all
you
of my every like screen name, everything is still Nikki Limo everywhere. And actually,
and I agree with that.
My original last name was Limo Snero, and I had chopped it for my stage name. And so now it legally says Limo, which makes it actually easier going to the
just
stages.
Go into all those different things.
I find
auditions.
It to be bad luck anyway, because I always see you know, some sitcom actress changes her name to the new guy's last name
oh,
and
it's
it
a
never
curse.
Lasts.
I think it's a curse.
Yeah.
I mean, I still call Rebecca Romijn Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Yeah.
See,
we always will.
Yep.
And Pamela Anderson Lee.
Yeah. I still do
works.
It. It's
it
not going to work.
Happen.
It's
Jennifer
just going to.
Jennifer Aniston, whatever the
remember
fuck.
Remember when Haley, what's her name, was trying to do it for that 4 seconds that she was married from Big Bang Theory? She was like, I'm Haley Blobbin Blobbin. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie Pitt.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That lasted.
It really is a curse. I think
so.
It's a curse for sure.
It's
but
bad
also,
luck.
I just was like, it's a funny thing too because
Cox Arquette.
No, he seriously did. Cox Arquette. That's a huge one.
One of the funnier ones.
One of the better ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love any David Arquette jokes I'm in.
Yeah.
I saw him once.
David Arquette and Nicolas Cage. I was ice skating.
See what I deal with? And I saw David Arquette. And because I know of his career, when I saw him, he appeared to be sad. And I imagined that he was just sitting there thinking about his career, even though he probably wasn't.
He probably wasn't. He probably was just sad about everything
else.
Yeah,
yeah. Or he just like had an argument with his wife for all I know. I don't know.
But instead,
or he
you were
burned
like,
coffee on his leg or something. But I'm like, he's probably just thinking about his career. It's so lame how
No, I get it. I would be thinking about mine 24/7 if I was also.
I do think about mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened? What is
happening? Where are we going?
What is this?
Why am I in this handbasket? Yeah.
Speaking of what's next, The Valley Folk.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we plug that for you.
Oh, please do.
So check out Lee Newton and the very funny cast of The Valley Folk. Good people.
We love it. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
How was that? Because you guys, like, you all worked together on SourceFed, and then there was like how many years between?
There was
like
a few years in between, we all left at varying stages throughout the game, but the four of us like were always so close and always just
and
like
you guys click really well. Like,
yeah,
it's
we
good
click
chemistry.
Super well. It's great chemistry. It's also like we genuinely are friends. Like we genuinely are very good friends. And for you know other cast members, it wasn't that we weren't friends. It was just that four was just such a tight, weird little group always.
Yeah.
So when we you know Elliot went first, I went second, Joe went that, Steve stayed to the end, kind of. He screeched it, you know.
He screeched it.
You know, you're like, huh, new class? All right. sure, yeah. But it was very much one of those things. And then we all decided, we're like, you know, we want to work together. Like, if we're going to do this in any capacity, it's going to be with these people that we love so much. And it's been really wonderful and fun. We also realized that we're not business people. Mm. So it's a really fun game to learn. It really is a fun thing of being like, oh, yeah. We got to do that.
Creative people running a business.
Yeah, crazy people running a business.
Creative people running a business.
Yeah, so we lose it in that sense a little bit. That we're just like, this takes precedence.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the shooting takes precedence. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Or even like the like tax financial stuff. Because we're dealing with that right now, like being a business instead of like, you know,
it's
personal.
Nuts.
And every time a tax lady, bookkeeper lady texts me, I'm like, no.
Please don't talk to me. I want to do a weird character. Please. I have my horns on. Please. Yeah. I'm busy.
I'm playing make-believe as an adult.
Please. I'm a 33-year-old woman. Please. That's exactly what it is. But it's been super fun and super wonderful so far. Like, we've had a full-on blast doing it. And there's something so freeing about being like, we determine.
Yeah.
What goes up? We determine.
There's no man anymore to blame.
There's no man anymore. There's no man to blame. There's also just like no, you know, restrictions. Mm-hmm. And that's so nice for me to just be like, I don't have to fall into any weird thing or any adhere to any narrative.
Audition and hope that you're like, your weight looks good on camera that day.
Also,
to know that
I am never going to get cast in what I want to do. That's the pure truth of it.
Yeah.
I will never get cast in what. And even friends that I have that have gone on to SNL that are there talk about what an insane, horrible rat race that is. And so I'm like, well, that doesn't sound like
fun.
The end all be all. So to literally have control and be like, I want to do this week. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to.
That's so
is
cool.
kind of a beautiful thing. And so it's been really one of those things that I've learned in the last year of how freeing and beautiful and how wonderful that is. So, sorry I'm happy.
Wow.
See?
Sorry you're happy.
Yeah.
See?
Sorry I'm happy.
These are the
if you guys want that to be your new podcast title. Sorry I'm happy.
That's pretty good. It sounds like a podcast. I swear there's probably 3,000 of them out there.
So like all those things, you know, starting out with acting or like the reasons you weren't getting cast are now the things that like you get to do.
Yeah.
It led to.
It is the positive I will say about the YouTube community because people, I think the world is full of weirdos. And I love it. And so whenever you see someone that attaches to you in some way that you feel so grateful that person like attaches to you as a fan or as a viewer, it's one of those special things that they're like, oh, I am weird too. And you're like, let's be weird together.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful thing about that.
I didn't realize that till YouTube.
No, me neither.
I didn't understand vlogging took me a long time to understand because, you know, acting, you're never looking at the camera, you're playing characters, but vlogging, you're just being you. And I'm like, but I'm so boring. Like, why would anyone watch me? And like, I'm so like, blah, and I'm weird and I have these weird tics and whatever. And the more like I let them know about my weird, like the more people were like, Yo, me too.
I think it's just a weird, you know, like that's part of the world where you're just like, because it's the consistent thing of like, I'm not seeing who I am on TV. I'm not seeing who I am in this. And if I am, it's the scientist that has that banging body. That you're like, not to say that scientists can't have banging bodies, okay? But I'm not trying to shame any banging bodied scientists, all right?
But like, there's probably a diverse amount of bodies in science.
Sweet butt.
Well, the astronauts do. They got really nice asses.
Ass. Yeah. No gravity.
Yeah, see? But no, it's because they have to really train real hard.
Yeah, it's
because
they're training. Remember Gravity, where, like, the movie Gravity and the main character of that film?
Yeah. Sandra Bullock's ass.
Yes. Her jacked ass legs.
Oh, yeah. Like, really nice. Really nice stuff.
That was some insane stuff. That's the true character.
No CG there, by the way. No CG. A lot of people think it was CG there.
Yeah. That's a 65 year old woman with those legs.
But you know what I started thinking of?
She's 65.
Yep.
Is when you get into acting, you're like, I don't know. For me, it was like I like knowing how people's minds work and like playing characters, because like you don't, even if you're playing a bad guy, you don't see yourself as a bad guy.
Yeah.
You see yourself as like, right. And so like it's sharing people's stories and sharing like things that other people can relate to. And that's really just all you're doing as a person now. Just you're not playing a character. You're just being yourself like letting other people relate to you.
Yeah. And who could relate more than to the feature film Uptown Girls? I think that
is that
that's
with the late and great Brittany
Murphy?
It is with Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
An unbelievably relatable story. Yes.
And an angel that is Dakota Fanning.
Thank you.
Oh, now I see the light.
Oh, she sees the light.
All right. Well, we are at the end of our podcast.
No.
Damn.
I just want to say
delightful.
Sorry, I've tangented so.
Oh, no.
It's a we. It's a we.
No, it's a
we. Wait, she's
Nikki
blaming
tried.
Me?
Yeah, I'm blaming
Why?
You.
Why?
Because you're steering
she
the ship.
Did, she tried to conduct.
She
was trying
to
conduct
back
really
in
good.
And you just
I
right
it.
Back out.
I'm just sorry.
But it's okay, because we delightful conversation.
Oh, it's so fun.
And as long as we're having fun, that's all that matters, okay?
Yeah.
Listener people.
Sorry, I'm happy.
Like,
we're having
wait,
fun.
How do I
sorry,
find,
we're
how
happy.
Do I use my flaws? No!
Just remember that they'll come back and they won't be the things that haunt you. They'll be the things that make you.
See?
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
And that's what we'll use the final thought for.
Yeah, that's actually our final thought.
We like to do a
final thought.
Oh, good, okay.
Will you give a final thought?
Yeah, okay, so like, yeah, my final thought is just, sorry we're happy.
Yeah, good.
We cut off on a lot of tangents. But those things that you just are just so like, oh, why am I like this? I hate this about me. Eventually, it's going to be useful for you. And I can't tell you in what capacity it'll be useful, but just if you start embracing it, you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I would say that as well.
I think that if you're having a bad time over there, no matter who you are, you should put in Nicolas Cage's Snake Eyes. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a movie where you're watching Cage at the height of Cage.
I would have gone Face Off, but that's just me.
No, Face Off's great.
I agree with Lee.
Face Off is really nice. But the
because,
stakes...
like, what does that teach you about identity? Like, even if you change your identity completely, you're still you.
Ooh, fuck.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
deep.
Pretty good.
It's really deep.
See, I think Cage in Snake Eyes, he cages out in all the right ways that we've all really come to enjoy.
Yeah.
Also, check out Con Air, too. That's part of my final thought. That's
good.
A great Nicolas
that's
Cage movie.
Nicolas
and it's
Cage
one of the only Nicolas Cage movies,
Nicolas
by the
Cage
way, fun
recommends.
Fact, where he has a beyond shoulder length hair. He actually has like a mid back.
Is that one of the only ones?
Amount of hair.
No.
Yeah. With long hair, yeah.
That's
Google it.
What?
Yeah, look
at
it.
My husband and I like to mix up Nicolas Cage and Kevin Costner a lot. We like to pretend that Nicolas Cage is Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
We're like, well, he's great in Tin Cup and Waterworld.
Like
he had long hair in Waterworld.
He did have very long hair.
Really
those
long,
are very
Nicolas
interchangeable.
Cage had really long hair in Waterworld.
You're right.
I think
Waterworld
you're
and Con Air is
Con Air.
Pretty close.
That's a fun game.
It is a really fun game.
I feel
game.
Like
just
Steve
like
just bought into your game.
I'm
it's a really good one. It really is. Because then if you go like actually, you're like, remember when he was in Apollo 13? Most people don't know this. Nicolas Cage, Apollo 13.
Whoa. And you're like, was Kevin Costner even in Apollo 13?
No.
And the answer is no. And that's a fun game. That's a really good game.
It's really good.
Where can they find you, Lee?
You can find me at youtube.com/thevalleyfolk. You can find me on Instagram at Lee Newton. You can find Twitter, The Valley Folk. You can find Twitter at Lee Newton Says.
There you
have
it.
A lot. Sorry, kids.
Wow.
It's easy branding.
Really easy branding.
Yeah.
The Valley Folk, Google it. You're good.
The Valley Folk, Lee Newton Says, and Lee Newton.
And Lee Newton
doesn't get easier than
just
that.
Just
Google Lee Newton, you'll find all of it.
Yeah, you'll find it all.
Find
all
of it.
You'll find it all.
You've been a delightful guest. Thank you so much for
me.
Being
thanks
here.
Thanks for being here. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Yeah. Please rate the podcast and share it with all your friends.
And also, if you have a topic you want us to talk about, podcast@nikki.limo. Email me.
Ooh, do it.
And please
do
give it. Us a good review because it really helps. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And in the comments down below, write your Nicolas Cage favorite movie. Okay, bye.
Ooh.
Dang. Ooh.
A call to action. Wow.
It's important.
Yours, Lee?
my favorite Nicolas Cage film. God, it's hard. What is it, Captain Corelli's Mandolin?
It's a big question. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Definitely Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
I
kind of like Raising Arizona.
I say Susie Q.
I do love Raising Arizona.
I'm always Susie Q.
Susie Q's that's good.
His hairline was really healthy in that.
It was really healthy.
Yeah.
What happened to that hairline?
Stress.
What happens to all hairlines?
Yeah. Stress.
Stress.
Mortgages.
Losing four castles.
Are you ready to uplevel the awesome in your life? Tune into Lady Balls Radio weekly, where we celebrate fierce women making epic shit happen, like our oh-so-ballsy babe and the Lipstick Lobby founder, Davita Hall. Need inspiration or a loving ass kick to live your most fabulous life? We've got you covered, girl.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.